Varoufakis is now out there trying to make his case. It's been a hard sell so far. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from the financial services firm of Raymond James. For over 50 years, offering wealth management, banking, and capital markets expertise with a focus on putting the client's financial well-being first. Learn more at RaymondJames.com.
This is NPR News.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Labor Department today says that the consumer price index fell a seasonally adjusted 0.7% in January from December. From a year earlier, prices declined 0.1%. It was the first year-over-year decrease since October of 2009. Excluding food and energy, prices were up 0.2% last month and rose 1.6% from a year earlier. The government of Brazil and the truck drivers union have reached an agreement meant to end the week-long protests by Brazilian truckers and their roadblocks, but many drivers are continuing to block roads today, causing shortages of gasoline and other products. The Transportation Ministry said the government agreed yesterday night to avoid fuel price increases for at least 6 months, lower highway tolls, and suspend for 1 year the repayment of truck purchase loans made by the National Development Bank. But the president of the National Confederation of Autonomous Truck Drivers told reporters that despite the agreement, there is no guarantee that the protest will end, and the National Transportation Command, a truck drivers movement, said on its Facebook page that it would continue blocking highways. Truckers began their protest on February 18th by blocking a highway in the soybean-producing state of Mato Grosso. This morning, USDA reported its weekly export sales for the week ending February 19th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 12.1, next year, 4.8. Corn this year, 28.2, next year, 5.8. Soybeans this year, 16.9, and next year, 1.3. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 18,205, down 19 points. The NASDAQ 4970, up almost 3. The S&P 500 is 2111. It is down almost 3 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. I'll tell you what, this weather pattern is just going to get more and more amazing as we go forward through these next several days. As if we haven't had enough, I think it looks like somebody like Mother Nature is trying to make us call uncle here in order to end this craziness that we've been seeing. Temperatures out there this morning aren't too bad, running in the teens and 20s across the heart of the Midwest. There is snow, though, falling from a big part of eastern Missouri through Illinois into parts of southern Michigan and northern and central sections of Ohio. Accumulations overnight have run from 1 to 4 inches from this region all the way back into South Dakota. Iowa had some localized amounts more than 4 inches. Temperatures this morning are below zero from central portions of Iowa northward into western Wisconsin, Minnesota, and the eastern Dakotas. That is cold air that's going to be settling into the heart of the region here tomorrow morning. A surface high pressure center will be located tomorrow at dawn over the Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, and Missouri border area, pouring another round of significant cold air into the heart of the Midwest. We'll see a lot of the precipitation end by that point in time, but we are going to see the skies clear off and temperatures back down near zero from northern Missouri, parts of central Illinois, central Indiana, northern Ohio, northward to the Canada border. Some negative teens in the upper Midwest will occur once again. As we move into the morning on Saturday, the coldest air will be over the eastern parts of the Midwest, with sub-zero readings expected again to occur across portions of Ohio and Indiana, as well as from northern and central Illinois northward to, again, the Canada border. That will be followed by, unfortunately, the return of some warmer air. Now, I say unfortunately because when you bring warm, moist air from the Gulf of Mexico into a cold air mass like this, it always results in a storm system of size, and that's what we are going to see from Saturday through Tuesday of next week. There will be a couple of disturbances that will move across the region. It's going to produce substantial amounts of precipitation across some of the hard red winter wheat country, which has struggled for moisture during much of the winter season, but we're going to see rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow come in a couple of significant waves across the heart of the central and eastern Midwest, and will likely end up with some flooding near and south of the Ohio River because of melting snow and because of the new rain that's going to fall. Some areas could end up with 1 to 2 and local 3-inch amounts by the time we get to the middle part of next week, and we'll likely see snow accumulations run 3 to 7 inches and local totals over 10 inches. This will come out of portions of Kansas and northern Missouri up into southern Michigan and northern Ohio, and this will occur all as a dual storm system. It doesn't all come at once, but we're likely to see quite a mess evolve across the region this weekend and early next week. The temperatures will not be as cold. I guess that's the only consolation to all of this, but we will still see cooler biased conditions still with us all the way through the middle part of next week. Another quick drop in temperatures coming up as we finish out the middle part of next week. That's going to be the byproduct of the cold high pressure center that will follow the snow and rain event across the region. That's pretty much enough for today. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Time is running out to get your tickets for the 2015 All-Day Ag Outlook meeting. It's set for March 10th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Our analysts will discuss the day's news, a fresh WASDE report for corn, soybeans, and cash grain, and whatever else you want to talk about. Sue Martin will deliver a keynote. Murray Wise will give us his projections for land values. And Chris Hurt will take us through his livestock projections. Cost for the meeting is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Get your tickets by calling 217-333-7300 or online at willag.org. That's willag.org. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat, 525 3/4, down 2.5. Soft March, 496 1/2, down 1 1/4. March corn, 379, up 3 1/4. July, 395 1/4, up 3 1/2. December, 412 1/4, up 3 1/4. March soybeans, 10 11 3/4, up 4. July, 10 18 1/2, up 3 1/4. November, 9 88 1/4, up 1. March soybean meal, 348.50, down $2. March soybean oil, 31.97, up 26. February live cattle, 159.20, up 85. March feeders, 197.55, up 57.5. And April lean hogs, 68.72.5, and they are down 60. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
I want to start with the wheat because soft wheat has a four handle on it, and who would have thunk that a while back?
Yeah, you know, we've got snow cover on this wheat, the soft red winter wheat in the United States at least, and that's put some pressure on things. There's no export market to speak of. We had another week that export bookings just look pretty dismal.
All right, then. Turn your attention to the corn market, please.
Corn looks like it might want to hold together today. I'd sure like to see a higher close up 2 or 3 cents. We still have this head and shoulders bottom formation as a possible upside mover. We're seeing some pretty good demand from the processor side of this market, and I would think with the weather forecast that Drew just went through, we could see livestock producers looking to lay in more corn as well.
So we need to see something, what, above 420
in
the December?
I Are you talking new crop D's now?
Yeah, new crop D's.
I'd like to, we've got the Head and Shoulders bottom, that neckline is up there around 426 right
okay.
now. But I'd sure like to see it close at least up in that 412, 415 area today.
Turn your attention to soybeans.
The bean market looked like it kind of ran out of gas, and I think it's because the meal market started to back off. This double booking that we saw earlier in the week from commercials is seemed to ease things, and we're just about steady on the meal market. That makes it kind of difficult to see much of a rally in the beans themselves, even with the bean oil up.
988, 987 and a half, trading right in the mid-range of the range we've been in, well, since last year.
Yeah, we just can't move ourselves out of that. We've got a lot of resistance in this 990 range, basis the November, and so if we could see a little higher close today, that might push us up.
All right, turn your attention to the livestock, where you got to put your seatbelt on the trade nowadays.
Oh, man. The cattle in the feeder cattle market has just been a giant disconnect with the real market out there. And we see the only market that actually shows deliveries is the live cattle market now mm-hmm. of the meats. So the hog market's just all over the place. We saw several up days after just relentless downside market, and we're kind of taking a little breather there, but I don't expect to see much in this livestock market till we get to noon, and then who knows, it'll be a crapshoot.
Thank you much, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Morton, Illinois. March corn, 379, up 3 1/4. Remember, these are live quotes. July, 395 1/4, up 3 1/2. December, 412 1/4, up 3 1/4. March beans, 1011, up 3 1/4. And November, 987 3/4. It's up 1/2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.